A lot of writing this year, and which is fantastic to just kind of get back to that process and really narrow in on where we want to take it from here, artistic vision and that kind of thing. And shows coming up for summer as well with Stampede and that kind of thing. So yeah, it'll be good.
Same here. definitely kind of creation mode. But yeah, the first couple months of 2024 was really just prep for this release and kind of getting all the content together and the plan and the structure. And it's been really fun. It's been a really fun process doing the collaboration of it all. So excited for the rest of the year and all the things. So
you guys have collabed together on the song called Feel the Same. So can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Yeah, well, this one, it's kind of just like about, you know, like the beginning of a relationship and kind of just when you're wondering whether the other person feels the same, right? Like it's, and it's a very raw and honest song. And it was really cool, you know, watching this one come together.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those ones that was really cool too. This is my first time doing a duet, and I think for these guys as well. So it was really special to kind of have the two perspectives of like, you know, like talking back and forth of like, oh my God, this is happening in my head. What's happening in their head kind of thing. So it was really cool to do that in a song.
What kind of made you guys want to write the song together? Was there anything that kind of drew you guys to want to do this? Or was it just kind of, okay, we'll sing it together? Like, how did it come about?
Well, you're always looking for the next great co-writing partner or group. And so we started chatting at the CMABs the 1 year, just kind of sharing the love for each other's art and what the songs were that we were releasing and that kind of thing, and talked about getting together to write a song. And so, yeah, we found a great group, you know, Chelsea Hayslip, Megan, Ryan, and I. Write together all the time now, and it's just nice finding a group of people that you click with and you can kind of get right down to writing the things that are on your mind, and just keep creating.
At the end of my interviews, I have 4 rapid fire questions, so you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head. All right, so first one, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh man, we might have to start on the other side of the room, is it?
Mr. Brightside.
Ooh, by the Killers? That's a good one. Okay. Yeah.
Skater Boy for me, so.
Nice.
I'm having a rough go on this one.
Feel the Same.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, let's do it.
Do you have an autograph from anyone? And if you don't, who would you like to get one from?
I'm still waking
up. Sucks being first, right?
Who do I have an autograph from?
And if you don't, who would you like to get one?
Dierks Bentley would be a cool one.
That is a cool one, yeah. I like
Bob Seger for myself.
Do you have that or you want?
No, I don't have it. That'd be fantastic.
Be like, wow. Yeah, I know, right? I love Bob Seger.
I have an autograph from Paul Brandt, which is kind of dope. But yeah, one would be from like Queen Mother Taylor Swift, please. That'd be amazing.
So how did you get the one from Paul Brandt?
It was actually through an event through Not In My City. And yeah, we were together and I had a little poster of his and he just signed it, which was really sweet.
Who would play you in a movie?
I think Ryan Reynolds would be hilarious. I would love to see that.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go with Ashton Kutcher.
Nice.
Cool. I think I say this like every time, but I love Anne Hathaway. So she looks nothing like me, but she's just awesome. So if she wants to play me, she can. So.
I would honestly pick like Kristen Wiig, and I don't think she looks like me at all, but I'd be like, she's funny.
She is really funny, yeah.
Right? And then where can we find you guys on social media?
So for us, it's @FleisherMusic.
And then for me, @MeganDawsonMusic.